It's The Ride with Buckner and Amy, and it is now time for Get the Word Out.
Today we are talking to Brett with the Minnesota Society of Certified Public Accountants. Good morning, Brett.
Hey, good morning, Amy.
So how did this organization get started?
Well, it's basically it's an advocacy group for CPAs in Minnesota. It's been around for 80 or 90 years. It's basically a great resource for CPAs, and we have, I think, 8,000 members, something like that. So really an organization that's thrived and grown over the years.
Now, Brett, do you have to be a CPA to receive help?
You know, directly, the resources that we have, you have to be a CPA basically to be a member. You can be from academia, you can be from private accounting, public accounting. But we use it as a resource, and then we, from that point, we go and be a resource to the general public.
Okay, so that's how you help people in Minnesota, right?
We do a lot of things for the general public, Amy. You're right. Yeah, I would bring up things like our volunteer groups. Our profession is very prone to volunteering, you know, doing things for our communities. For example, my CPA company is in 5 communities. We do a lot of volunteer work. I think we have 80 or 85, you know, nonprofit organizations, schools, civic organizations that we help. I think maybe 3,300 hours we did last year in volunteer work. And that's the stuff that the society encourages us to do. They partner us up with programs that can help the general public.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, I'm seeing here you offer classes online. Now, what type of things can people learn?
We'll go from everything from technical skills to personal ethical skills. We do a lot of HR education. Leadership training is a big item for the Society of CPAs. We're helping individuals with their leadership skills. And those would be things for both members and non-members.
So it's the mncpa.org. What kind of information are they going to find there?
They've got a very robust website. I love their website, and we use it a lot when we're doing lobbying for our group. We do it when we're looking for continuing education type things. It's available to a lot of that education is available to anybody, so you'll find all that information there. You'll see our volunteer activities, all our public service activities. We go out and talk to students at high schools. We do mentoring of college students. We do free tax preparation work. We partner with a group called Prepare and Prosper, which does tax work for low-income people. Very comprehensive website, Amy, that you find a ton of information on.
Brett from the Minnesota Society of CPAs. Brett, thanks for taking a moment to talk to us and explain what you guys do this morning.
Oh, thank you, Amy.